afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, June 13th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Oh, Melody.
Greg Hunter should be joining us here today, shortly. He usually connects with us about 5 to 10 minutes after the hour. So we shall be getting to Greg Hunter. We always look forward to him joining us today. When he does each month. I was a little sidetracked there, folks, so my apologies. Gold today, we had a nice reversal in gold. It didn't drop that much, but it did come back a little bit stronger, 1267, up almost a dollar. Silver tried to recoup its losses up to 1694, but it had lost 10 cents today. Platinum was down $16 at $930. Palladium was down 13 at $891. $891. The USDX today was weaker, down 0.16 at 97.0. Silver. Crude oil was up 0.44 at 46.52. Paper markets today, I believe we had another high, record high for the Dow intraday. And the Dow was up, I'm sure, well, it is another, it's closing at a high also, up 92 points at 21,328. These numbers are getting scary. The NASDAQ up 44 at 6220. The S&P up 10 at 2440. You have the 10-year yield, 2.21% down 0.1. And the euro is 1.12 up a 0.02. And everyone is waiting for the Federal Reserve. Of course, they are widely expected to raise its interest rate, the benchmark interest rate, tomorrow. And they might also provide a little more detail on how they plan to shrink their $4.5 trillion balance sheet. This information is scheduled to be released tomorrow at 2 p.m. The markets are all aglitter with the anticipation of that quarter point rate increase. There's also a press conference at 2:30 with Fed Chair Janet Yellen. So that's what all the excitement is about. We did know the producer price index today was released, and it was unchanged in May as energy costs have recorded their biggest decline in more than a year. Inflation remains supported by sustained increases in the cost of services as well as a softening dollar, which is lifting prices on some imported goods. You had energy prices that fell 3.0% last month, and that's the biggest drop since February of 2016. The cost of gasoline declined 11.2% in May, and that was also the largest decline since February of last year. Services increased 2.1% in the 12 months through May. It's the largest gain since December 2014. Food dropped a little bit, 0.2%. Prices of fresh fruits and melons recorded their biggest drop since 2010, but the cost of beef and veal increased by the most since July of 2008. The cost of health care services fell 0.1% last month after being unchanged in April. Ooh, that 0.1% really makes a difference when your rates, we'll have to see what the consumer price index shows in a little bit, but it kind of cracks me up. What's 0.1% in healthcare? So that's pretty much everybody is just focused on the Jeff Sessions and everything that's going on in Washington. Before we get to Greg Hunter, I just want to do our little special today. We have 90% silver. We're still selling those quarters with a 25 face value bag. That did come down with the drop in silver, $340. That includes your shipping costs. And if you're looking to buy 20 or more 1/2 ounce gold eagles, we're selling those today at the same price as a 1 ounce. But those are 1/2 ounce gold American eagles, 20 or more, at the same price as a 1 ounce. So give us a call at 1-800-3.
Okay, you don't mean you're selling them for the price of 1 ounce coins. You mean you're selling the 2 half-ounces.
Correct.
Same price as a 1 ounce coin. Mm-hmm.
That's correct, Al. So it'll be the same price, you know, the equivalent of 1 ounce will be the same price as a 1 ounce gold eagle, which is a buy, because anytime you drop in your size of your gold, the more you're going to pay for your gold. So anytime we can offer those to you, it's a great time to be picking them up. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I do believe we have Greg Hunter on the line now.
Good. Hello, Greg. How are you doing?
Hi, Greg.
Good.
Thank you for joining us.
The Russia phony story continues.
Really?
Really?
That's all they got.
It's a never-ending story? Is that what we have?
The never-ending false narrative of Russia collusion. Russia, it's a collusion. Russia, it's a collusion.
Well, it sounds pretty scary.
We haven't talked since Comey testified. I mean, the biggest bomb he dropped. Yeah, I leaked it. I wanted to get a special a prosecutor. Oh, you mean with your buddy Robert Mueller? You mean him?
That's what I always thought. Yep.
There's also some that still nobody has seen this memo. Now, when did he write it? Where did you write it? When did you write it? Oh, and then now there's some other people are reporting that's been deleted. So I don't know.
Supposedly Mueller has it.
He does have
it. Is that obstruction of justice?
Then he is a key witness in his case. How can his friend be a key witness in his case? A witness that tried to get a special investigation going, a special prosecutor. How can Comey be a key witness? It sounds like to me like Mueller is tainted. He should be gone.
Sounds like collusion.
Well, then he's hiring all these Democrat donors. Yeah. He's hiring a bunch of Democrats. It's like Newt Gingrich got this right. He said this is going to be fair and impartial. He's loading it up with Democratic donors to Hillary Clinton. That's outrageous. The problem of the huge bombs, though, with the Comey and his testimony with Loretta Lynch. Now they say he testified in secret, you know, behind closed doors in an intelligence level briefing of Congress, talking about some email string between politicos, and not sure whether that's even real or not. I mean, he's going to be the lead witness. Mueller has his memo, then Mueller thinks he's a top witness in the investigation. I don't know how that can be. His friend, who he rigged to get a special prosecutor, how could that be? And now he's rigging a bunch of Democrats and donors to the Clinton campaign? What? Witch hunt. That's all they got.
They're not going to stop, though.
You know, they're caught in a position where they have overcommitted, and they almost have to make something happen here, by hook or by crook, or they are going to be, what's going to happen to the Democratic Party if they don't make something happen, even if it's false?
Well, they may, if they get revealed as making something false happen, oh my goodness. I mean,
That's already been revealed to some degree.
Is that right? Have you heard that a million times? Okay, how? Let's see. Did they change any votes? Well, no. Not a single vote. No. But they hacked our elections. Really? How? Well, they hacked the DNC servers. How do you know that? Well, the DNC hired a third party to check that out. You mean the FBI didn't? This is supposed to be a national, huge national importance. Our democracy is at risk, and they get their servers hacked. And when they do, they say that they tell the FBI, "Go bug off. We're going to hire our own people." Could there be information on there about Bernie Sanders? Could there be information out there how they rigged their own primary for Hillary Clinton? Could there be all kinds of embarrassing information on there? Could there be information that Seth Rich took the stuff out or somebody else? Some DNC staffer
that part of the reason? Is that part of the reason why they need Democrats to run this investigation? To make sure that they don't investigate? They don't let the trails, the rabbit trails, run off and implicate the Democratic Party?
That's what the whole thing. I think the real deal is, let's start with the leaks. And now we found out Comey's one of the leakers.
Yeah.
Illegal felony leaks of classified, privileged, top secret, whatever you want to call it, information. It's illegal. It's felony stuff. I think Comey committed a felony. He certainly broke his agreement, which I think is also a felony, with the FBI.
What about the New York Times?
When you gave the memo to Mueller, what'd you give that to him? before it was leaked out? So then you arranged a special prosecutor with your buddy, and you're a key witness. How does that work?
What I'm curious about is the New York Times. If they posted the story based on...
They're not the news. I'm sorry. They're not. They're longer than news. They got creamed in this with Comey. Creamed them. They got everything wrong about how... One of their headlines was that... I brought it up in my weekly news wrap-up that they got just about everything wrong with the Trump administration's in contact. Everybody in the Trump administration's in contact with the Russians. Wrong! Wrong. They're standing by their lie, though. Their inaccuracy. Even though the head of the FBI said under oath that they were wrong. And most of the reporting is wrong. So, but that's a pot calling the leaking kettle black, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But doesn't the New York Times and professional journalists, don't they need a second source to confirm this sort of information? And if all they had to go on was Comey's memorandum, was that sufficient to justify the stories?
No. Stop. Just back up. Okay, I'm a reporter. You're my boss. Okay? You guys are my bosses. Melody, you're head of standards and practices. And Alfred, you're the top lawyer. Okay?
All right.
And I got my actual boss on the show boss with me. But this is how this would go. Right? This is how this would go. Hey, guys. Okay, so here's the meeting. Okay, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the story I want to do. Okay? And I say to you, all three of you, this could be obstruction of justice by the President of the United States. Whoa, okay, what do you got? Well, I got a source. What's the first question you're going to ask me?
Who?
That's right. Well, if I tell you, I can't name him. I can't name the source.
You can't name the source in the article, or you can't tell us?
Can't name the source in the article. Can't name the source. And I don't know if they even name the source to their bosses, but they can't name the source in the article. Okay? So you got an anonymous source, right? And let's not say it's the President of the United States. Let's say it's the President of the Ford Motor Company. Okay?
All right.
So I go to them, and then I say, Melody, your standards, do you have another source? No. So you don't have another source? No. But I got a document. Great. Where is it? I don't have it. Wait a minute. You got a source that you can't name. Have you seen this document? No. You got a source you cannot name, and you have a got document you have not seen. Yeah, that's right. If I was doing a story on Ford Motor Company, the president of Ford Motor Company, about, you know, something, I'm going to make this up that's totally false, okay? I'm going to, cars blowing up, which actually did happen. Do you think they would they'd green light me to do that story? I got a source I can't name. I got a document I haven't seen. Oh, but they're going to read it to me on the phone.
Sounds like you're working on your novel rather than your news report.
That's not reporting. I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't think the Star Magazine or National Enquirer would run with this. And then now we find out. I don't think the professor ever had the document because, you know, he has to do this where he can't get in trouble. So he just has to do it on hearsay from Comey. So he doesn't have a document. So he just said, "There's a memo. Where is it? I don't have it." If he told him that, I don't have it. So how do you know what Comey told me? So Comey told you. So you're doing hearsay on a document you haven't seen, that I haven't seen, that I can't corroborate. I don't know when it was written. I have no idea if it's authentic. I have to trust you that Comey said. Can I call Comey? Nope, no, he's out of town. I can't call him either.
What is
Comey
really up to?
Can you imagine doing a story like that
on
the president of Ford Motor Company?
What do you think Comey is really up to? Is he simply incompetent, or does he have an agenda?
No, I think they're trying to destroy Donald Trump. Listen, he gave all this immunity away. Remember this? He gave immunity away. Do you know that he also took everybody's laptops and destroyed the laptops? So he gave immunity. He didn't prosecute a single person, let alone a conviction. He gave everybody immunity. He got all their records, and then he destroyed their laptops. That's outrageous. And then he gets then he says that this, did he command you? One of the senators, did he command? No, but I took it that way. Did you tell anybody? Did you file a complaint? No. What? Really? But I did give it to my buddy. I did make sure that New York Times. And if he already had the memo, then when did he give it to Mueller? And it's a friend, and so you're going to be a witness in his investigation. Mueller's done, I think. I think the whole thing stinks. And all he's hired is a bunch of... He's got four big top Democrat donors. Really? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, part of the problem, though, is Trump, in my opinion. And what I mean by that is Trump needs to be more effective at telling his story to the public. And there's got to be a way. He seems to just sit back and let them throw mud at him.
Well, ABC,
and he doesn't
NBC,
do anything
CBS,
about it. He doesn't seem to do
MSNBC,
anything about it.
NBC, CNN. I mean, that's a lot of outlets that you don't get your story told. I mean, you know, the big story I thought was Comey leaking the memo. The second biggest part of the story was him saying that, and I think he's trying to, A, I think he's trying to, I think he thinks some, he's afraid some stuff's going to come out about this Clinton investigation because it wasn't. I think it got obstructed. He basically enumerated all the laws that she broke and then said she didn't need to, so I'm not going to charge her. It's unbelievable. I gave everybody immunity. I took their laptops. I destroyed them. Sorry. Not case. I mean, come on. The two big stories are the leaking, which I said from the very beginning, one, an outgoing president using all the resources of the law enforcement, FBI, now we know Comey is also a leaker, and the intelligence agency to try to undermine, destroy, get impeached, get caught, some kind of a deal where they could, you know, chin up an impeachment. And listen, impeachment is political, so you hear this constant drum banging where people just, oh my gosh, oh, Trump must have done something wrong. Look at all these new cases. All can't be wrong. Yes, they can. Comey said so. Yes, they can. So the biggest thing is the story about an outgoing president trying to undermine and destroy and get impeached and destroy his staff, an incoming president. Now they got Sessions on the stand today. More of this monkey spank dog and pony show. He's only a member of the Foreign Intelligence or Foreign Relations Committee, which allows him to talk to people like Kislyak, Ambassador Kislyak from Russia. We only have, most people don't realize this. They talk about anybody that talked to Russia. Do you realize that 3M, Abbott Laboratories, Avis, Boeing, Cargill, Chevron, Cisco, ConocoPhillips, I'm just reading a few here, Delta Airlines, Dell, ExxonMobil, Google, Halliburton, Hilton, Intel, what all those companies have in common?
They talk to Russia.
They're doing business in Russia.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to hold at that point. We're going to take a couple of commercials, and we'll be right back on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Folks, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guests, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We've been talking about the Trump-Russian collusion story. We've been talking about James Comey. Comey has managed to originally antagonize the Republicans when he dropped the investigation of Hillary. Then he picked it up again before the election, and he antagonized the Democrats, who believe that Comey may have caused Hillary to lose the election. Again, what is... And he's made statements, put himself in a position where he himself may need a criminal defense lawyer before this is all over.
Oh, I believe I'm going to predict right here and now he's going to have to lawyer up. He's in deep doo-doo. He's broken two or three different laws. I mean, he got this whole Doug and Pony Show special counsel going because he's accusing Trump of, he's accusing him of obstruction of justice, which is total, you know, Hillary Clinton's people can take hammers to their hard drives, bleach bit servers, destroy 33,000 emails, and that's not obstruction. And I don't even know if this, Trump says it didn't even happen. He didn't ask him to do anything. This didn't happen. You know, could you let that go? That didn't happen. Then he went and said, well, he cleared their room. Well, so did Comey 6 weeks earlier. Yeah? So? But Sessions is on there now, and he says, I did not recuse myself from defending my honor against, false allegations. Scurrilous and false allegations. That's just outrageous. He's just going on. He's absolutely, it's unbelievable. Then they got a former Clinton lawyer. They got a former Clinton lawyer the prosecution team, special counsel team. That's outrageous. You got a former Clinton lawyer on the for the independent. Is that independent? That's outrageous. I'd shut this thing down. If I was Trump, I'd shut this thing down right now. I said, we're going to start over. This is out. That's outrageous.
Well, Trump needs to be more active. At least that's the way it appears to me. He may be very active, in fact, but it doesn't appear that way to the public, so far as I'm able to understand.
Of course it doesn't, because they don't tell the truth.
Yeah, but even his tweets are kind of out there.
Well, that's all he's got. I mean, you know, they got Breitbart, they got me, they got, they'll tell the truth, they got InfoWars, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is the overall picture here. The overall picture is they're trying to make it look like Trump needs to go.
Yep.
That's what impeachment is. They're trying to swing public opinion to make it look like he did something, even though Hillary Clinton used a private server to take treasonous bribes to her global charity fraud. That's now closing down. The Clinton Global Initiative. They're shutting that part of it down. It's unbelievable. I mean, really, it's unbelievable.
The Democrats are almost shameless in what they're doing right
almost.
Now.
And
does
they
this,
are completely,
all right, let's say they're shameless.
And their propaganda arm, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, I mean, you know, I read you the definition of propaganda. They're totally in the tank politically, so they're not the news. I mean,
but
look at the headline here at... what is this? This is going on now. I just dialed this up. This is the Washington Criminal Post, the Washington Propaganda Post. Jeff Sessions testifies, refuses to say whether he spoke to President Trump about Comey's handling of Russia investigation. That might be privileged conversation. And then if you take a look at, for example, you just go to Breitbart and you look at their string, You know, Comey says that he calls the Russia conspiracy appalling and detestable, says he's defending his honor against this scurrilous and false allegations. I mean, you know, the imaging. So what is the mainstream media doing? I mean, that's a better soundbite if you're picking a headline. Not, he's not going to talk about what he talked about with Donald Trump. Right? This is unbelievable. I mean, really quite unbelievable.
What does it indicate about the Democratic Party? And what I mean by that, are they demonstrating how powerful they are, that they can tell lies and get away with it, or are they demonstrating how desperate they are?
They have their agents telling lies. They have their propaganda arm. And they're not the news anymore. I'm telling you, ABC, NBC, CBS, ABC. I mean, George Stephanopoulos is a journalist. Please stop. Yeah, my dog talks too. Please stop. He's a journalist. George Stephanopoulos. He's a journalist. Mika Brzezinski, or whatever her name is.
Brzezinski.
He's a journalist. Yeah, Chuck Carr Scarborough. He's a journalist. Rachel Maddow. She's a journalist. No, they're not.
No,
they are not. They're political spin doctors. And that's all that news is. That's not the news. It's political spin. Meanwhile, things are getting worse in the economy. We have a debt ceiling that we're approaching.
Yep.
Which should be done by, you know, the end of the year is September 30th, the end of the fiscal year for the United States government. That's what this budget got us to. Got us to the, which really should have been taken care of by Barack Obama and Boehner and, little weasel Paul Ryan. But instead, you know, 6 weeks into Trump's presidency, surprise, we're out of money. It's your fault. Right? So, it's going to be destabilizing. You know, listen, the country lives and dies under stability. The dollar lives and dies under stability. And this is really destabilizing. And that's all, you know, listen, the Democrats don't have a single idea. They don't have a single, not a one. You haven't heard a single one. You F Trump. You know, you got the senators out there. That's their deal. We're not Trump. That's their idea. Vote for us because we're not Trump. He'll kill your grandma, and he'll execute gays, and he's unfair, and he hates women, and that kind of stuff. I mean, that's their idea. There's not a single idea they have, not a single one. Not a single one.
It's true.
Oh, excuse me. We're going to give you guys, we're not going to bring any more good high-paying jobs in here. We're going to force McDonald's to give you an extra couple of bucks. That's their idea.
And what will that cause McDonald's to hire more people or less people? And are they likely to switch to kiosks and robots?
Yeah. So that's their idea. We're going to give you a few bucks. We're not going to bring in. We're going to stay on this climate change thing. We're going to export all of our jobs and money. We're going to strip the country of all of its money, wealth, manufacturing. That's our idea. Because they had lost. They used to be the party of the working person. They're not. They're the party of Wall Street. They're the party of the New World Order. They're the party of anti-constitution, anti-free speech. You say it our way. You don't think the way we do. I mean, they're just about like the Nazis. I'm expecting them to burn, you know, iPhones. They don't burn books anymore, but I guess iPhones and websites and anything else that doesn't adhere to their communist. That's what they are, communist, Nazi, communist, a hybrid of communism and Nazism, I believe, is what the Democrats really are. Yeah. It's not that progressive. We're progressive. You know, they killed Trump in the anytime you see this head with Kathy Griffin or them killing Trump in the play
Central
in New York,
Park.
And you know, CNN and the New York Times are doubling down on that. It's art. It's so cutting edge. It's art. Somebody would be stabbing Obama in a play of Obama character. Somebody had Obama's head. A fake mock-up of President Obama's
any past
head?
President. Any past president.
Let's just use Obama.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen to the comedian that held up, you know, a mock head of Obama? What do you think would happen to the group of people that had a play where they stab, as in, you know, they create a new version of Julius Caesar? It's so cutting edge. It's art. So, you know, unbelievable that they, and I'm not for, listen, I hate flag burning, but I don't think you're going to stop people from doing. I don't like the Klan, but I don't think they ought to stop them from yelling anything they want in the street as long as they don't hurt anybody. And they can have their plays as long as they want, but I won't buy the New York Times and I won't turn on CNN anymore. And if Bank of America wouldn't have dropped out, I'd have never done any business with them either. And Delta Airlines, forget that. I'm not flying on your crappy airline. So I can vote too.
That's right.
So you can do
this
what you want.
This can be handled commercially if enough people will respond in a commercial way. Just
I think
withdraw
that was a major political.
Stop buying, stop
what
advertising.
Went on with ESPN. I mean, ESPN has been decimated. You know, they're laying off people. They got this whole total hyper political lefty communist. I forget this progressive crap. You know, it's the right to choose. No, it's the right to an abortion. Stop it. Stop it. Let's call it what it is. You know, it's we're progressive. No, you're communist and Nazis, and I don't know. And some days I don't know which one you are, fascist. And so, you know, that's what this is. They're trying to pay. They got nothing. Listen, he's going to continue to chip. Meanwhile, what's going on in the background? Just passed a law in Texas saying you can't have a sanctuary city. They're protesting. Oh, those are the voters that don't vote in their elections. You know. That you should tell Obama that. You know, he had that actress, what's his name, Denise Rodriguez or Rodriguez. He's telling her, yeah, illegals should vote, basically. And don't worry, we won't come to your house. You should tell Obama, the leader of their party, that illegals don't vote en masse in places like California and New York and other blue states that they love. That's why they have these, you know, sanctuaries. Yeah, that's going to be quite a chilling effect to have immigration out in full force on election day. Mm-hmm. Think that'll hurt their turnout for illegals?
Well, it'll make a difference. And in fact, if they just warn that they're going to do it, it'll make a difference. They don't even need to show up. Just tell them they're going to show up, and it'll be enough to slow them down.
I'd show up like crazy. I'd be all over the place. Nobody had the day off. I'd arrest everybody and charge them with a felony. I mean, they're taking away my rights. People from other countries are taking away my damn rights.
I know. And, you know, the problem is not the people, the Mexican immigrants, illegal immigrants, all by themselves are not the problem. The problem is we have a government that won't protect our own borders.
They're illegal. Yes, they are the problem because they come here, and the first thing I would do is cut off the free stuff.
Well, I agree with that, but
that's
going back to Congress.
You need to go home.
That's going to Congress and the legislators. If they're going to put out the cheese, you have to expect the mice to show up. I don't blame the mice. I blame the guy who's putting out the cheese, and he's working in Washington, D.C. as a congressman, senator, or president. The problem is with the government. They won't protect their own borders. It's insane.
Yeah, they're afraid to lose voters. So
I don't know what they're... They are dedicated to destroying this country. They're going to balkanize this country with bringing in immigrants from around the world, and by the time we're done, this place is going to look like a UN assembly.
So they can destroy it. This is so they can destroy it. This is what their plan is. This is what I think their plan is.
I agree. Treason.
They're trying to destroy it. Trump is, oops, he's a fly in the ointment. Oops, uh-oh. Patriotism, accrued. Remember, what did Obama talk about? Accrued a sort of nationalism. Yeah, because they want new world order. Because they're Luciferian, they're New World Order, communist, Luciferian, call them whatever you want. You know, Nazis, I don't know. Forget calling this progressive stuff, you know, right to choose, pro-choice. No, you're pro-abortion. Stop it. Call it what it is. I don't fall into any of that. And, you know, I was telling you about it just before I left CNN. They made a big deal about saying, we're no longer going to call people illegal aliens. That's really bad. We're going to call them undocumented. That's a political ploy. They're illegal aliens.
Yeah,
that's what the IRS calls
exactly
them.
Right.
I don't shy away at all from calling them illegal aliens. People have come here illegally,
I agree.
And they broke the law to come here. Well, I've been here.
I agree,
years.
But again,
that's
my
like
perspective
me
of it,
go,
the
well,
big
you're
problem
me
was
now.
Government.
You did 20 years ago. Arrested me now. I've been a good citizen. I just robbed a bank that one time.
Didn't even shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Well, it was except for
not
the flesh
like
wound.
It was
just
know,
a flesh wound that didn't really
honored
count.
In the Puerto Rican Day parade, and multiple, you know, all kinds of bombs. He murdered people, and they got him up on a float. Yay!
What do you think about Puerto Rico trying to become the 51st state?
They're broke.
Yep.
I know. What am I going to tell you about Puerto Rico, the canary in the coal mine? They're broke. They're broke. $74 billion. I mean, if you look at, I mean, think about this. Puerto Rico with 3 million people, $74 billion. Another state that's broke. There's another big problem is Illinois.
Illinois.
$127 billion in debt. Now, listen, Puerto Rico has a fourth of the population of Illinois, mm-hmm. and they got two-thirds of debt. And $49 billion in unfunded pension liabilities. They're broke. They're broke. So is Illinois. Just had their bonds downgraded. Illinois just a notch above junk, which really means they're junk.
Yep.
And how do you stay one notch above junk? Well, they're being kind to you. They're your junk debt. You're not never going to get paid. You should be being charged, 17% interest. That's what your bonds should be paying. That's what should happen. Instead, they're getting, we're just a point above, where we're no state and federal taxes, 3%. Wow, it's like 5%. They have 5% of nothing.
Such a deal.
They're not going to pay either. They get to the point where the debt gets so large they can't make the interest payments. Mm-hmm. That's what happened in Puerto Rico. Add on the $49 billion in pension liabilities that they don't have the money to pay. Thanks for your votes. You're stupid. They got promised much, but they kept voting for it because, I voted for it. Well, they won't default. Yes, they will. Martin Armstrong of Armstrong Economics says, listen, people think sovereign debt's so great, it's the worst. What do they do in Congress? They defaulted on their, effectively, on their $74 billion, and then they got a law passed in Congress that the bondholders can't come out there and just take parts of the state, their parks, their airports, their stuff. It's unbelievable. And that's the problem, what we have. We have a critical debt tsunami. That's what we have, really. A debt tsunami. And, I don't know if we're at the point where the whole bay is cleared out and everybody's walking on the beach going, hey, wow, this is great. I didn't know the bay was this flat down here. Usually it's covered with water. Remember that in the tsunami out there in Thailand where you saw people
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. So, gee, isn't this odd? No, it's not odd. You better start running.
Watching these people on videotape going, run! Run! Anyway. It's an interesting world,
as bizarre as it can be, and getting better, getting more bizarre every day. But let's take a break. A couple more commercials. Melody and I will be back in a moment on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey folks, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. You recently interviewed Charles Nenner, and he says it's suicide to stay in this market. His prediction is that the financial markets will crash in the fall of 2017. We're talking, when we closed down the previous segment, that the world is getting stranger and stranger, more bizarre. What's going to happen this fall? Is it going to get even worse, or will we finally get to reality, or what do you think is going to happen?
You know, it could be a couple of different things, and one of them is boy, Trump, they have not been able to, and boy, they've tried. Listen, what we have going on in Washington is a soft coup to knock Donald Trump out of office. That's what they're doing. That's what the leaks are. That's what this special counsel is. He's a threat to the old guard, to the deep state, the oligarchs, to the New World Order, to the One World Government. I mean, I sound really, but even the Pope talked about One World Government. He thinks that this whole climate thing should be enforced by the UN. You know, one government body in the world should force everybody, you know, to obey the climate change, rules of the Paris Accord, which is totally bogus. They're not serious. All they're talking about is control. If they were serious, they'd stop one of the two of the biggest polluters, India and China, right now.
And they're letting them continue to pollute for till 2030, if I understand correctly.
Correct. And, you know, they're going to just magically stop polluting in 2030. Please stop. This is not about... I mean, this is critical, right? I mean, it's just... the planet's dying. Critical. All hands on deck. We got to sign this now. But China and India with, 2.7 billion people? Yeah, 2030 is fine. I mean, you can increase your pollution, too. It's okay. America's going to pay for it. Europe is... it's okay. That's total bogus. Total bogus, nonsensical. That's why all the criticism didn't have any criticism of what actually Donald Trump said. He's just selling out his children. Yeah, right. He's selling out his children. Uh-huh. Right. That's another lie. That's what they got. They got lies. They have lies. They have the mainstream media. The mainstream media won't even correct their lies. They get caught under oath. They're told they're lying, Comey. They won't even correct the story.
Do you
believe it, or you're evil? You don't believe our lies? You're evil.
Do you think the lies are working? Are the people buying it, or are there more people that are sitting back and saying, no, I don't think that's true?
There's a lot of stupid
they're discrediting
people.
Themselves more so. I mean, the mainstream media is discrediting and literally destroying itself. Are they, or are they showing us how strong they are?
Listen, they say their sales are up. New York Times has said their sales were up. I don't believe any of that. I don't believe they're thriving.
I think people are tired of it. That's what I think.
I don't think they're thriving at all. I mean, you look at what they're doing, and the people that own them don't care if they lose money. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos doesn't care if the Washington Post loses money. They don't care. I do think that Facebook dude cares. But, you know, they don't care how much people they have to cut out or censor. They don't care. They don't care about censorship. They don't care about any of that. They care about control. That's what they don't care about, telling you the truth. They care about controlling you and thought shaping you.
But are they succeeding? I know they're trying, but are they succeeding?
Well, if you just ask one simple question, you know, let's just start with the Russian story that's going on right now. They interfere with their election. Okay, really? How? Well, they interfere with our election in a big way. Well, how do you know that? Well, the intelligence services said that. You mean James Clapper, who lied in front of Congress saying they weren't bulk data collection? You mean him? You mean the CIA that was surveilling the Senate and got censured for it? You mean those guys? Did they change a single vote? Well, no, but they interfered. How? Well, they colluded with Donald Trump. Well, that's not what James Comey said, and everybody else says there's no evidence. So how? But they did. We had to do a bigger investigation. Why? You didn't find anything. Have you? This has been going on for what? 10 months? You got nothing. You got General Flynn who didn't fill out some form. Yeah? And? So that's what I'm saying. It's just not even, it's do you tell a lie big enough, say it loud enough and long enough, and the people would believe it. You know, it's Joseph Goebbels is what they're, the tactics is what they're doing.
No, I agree with that.
The false, just like Marco Rubio said, the only thing that didn't get leaked is the fact that Donald Trump was not a target of the investigation.
Yeah, why didn't
they? Didn't have any evidence of collusion. This is according to Comey.
Yeah. And it's a good point. Why didn't he leak that information?
Why did he step out and have a press conference and say, listen, I want to just clear the air here so the president can move on with his job? And that is, he's not a target of the investigation. He's just not. Why did he do that? Because they want to remove him from office. That's what the big plan is. That's why you hire Democrat lawyers and you do a phony. You give a phony reason for a special counsel. And I don't even know if he said any of that stuff, but he got a special counsel done, didn't he? Didn't he? Trump says he didn't say any of that stuff.
Well, so you know, the effort they're making to get Trump has to be seen as evidence that Trump really does pose a huge threat to the elite, the deep state, whatever. I mean, he must scare them badly.
I think a lot of them are going to go to jail. The longer he stays in, the more powerful he gets. Just keep remembering that. Keep saying
that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Longer he stays in, the more powerful he gets. I think they're going to have to remove Mueller. The whole thing's going to fall apart, I think. You start bringing Mueller into Congress, because you know they are controlled by, well, Richard Burr. What a sorry senator for my state, Richard Burr. We're just starting the investigation. Really, what have you got? I didn't ask if you had questions. I don't know what evidence do you have. Well, I don't have it. We don't have.
We're looking for evidence. We don't have evidence, but we're looking for some.
Yeah, I don't think I got the F5 all the way out there. I just so sorry about that. Anyway, but I'm just so upset by this because it's just, I mean, I just left in 2008, and it is the landscape from when I left has changed dramatically. The hurdles I had to do to put a story on, to even go shoot a story, I had to get it cleared by legal. I had to give them a full write-up of who the victims were, what the evidence I had, what documents I had, prove that I understood what I was talking about. I had to go to standards and make sure that we were going to use the fly swatter, the cannon of CNN, make sure we weren't using it on a fly, that it really did have public knowledge. I had to get it by my bosses who would spend the money to do it. That can't be going on now. And then the script approval process was unbelievable. I mean, standards looked at it. The Journalism Review looked at it to make sure it was tight. Sometimes we had other, I did a story on depleted uranium. I mean, I had other reporters over at the Pentagon who were fighting me on it, saying that the depleted uranium story I was doing was junk science. And I said, I want to talk to them. If you're going to have an air out, I want to sit on a conference call and I want to go point by point because I know more about it than they do. They relented and I did my story because they buried it at midnight on some night and never aired again. About depleted uranium, which is a fabulous, you know, self-sharpening, you know, molten piece of metal that'll sharp cut through anything, a foot of metal. Of course, it leaves a vaporous cloud of heavy metal and dust and all kinds of stuff, 50 meters
it'll
around.
It'll clear up in a couple hundred years, maybe 1,000.
But anyway, so I, listen, this is a propaganda operation. That's what it is. In a big picture, ladies and gentlemen, this is a propaganda operation to make you think people don't like Trump, to make you think he's failing, which is false, incidentally. He's doing some great stuff. He's going to get, unfortunately, he's going to get caught with a big debt tsunami that's going to ride in on him, and everybody's going to try to blame him, which is the final ploy of the deep state, probably. They're just crashed the economy. Then try to blame Trump, but I don't see how they can blame $20 trillion that's taken the last 40 years to build up. Since the Reagan administration, I mean, when Carter left office, I think the national debt was somewhere in the neighborhood of $900 billion, and now it's $20 trillion. That's the cash value, not our commitments. According to Lawrence Kotlikoff, professor of economics at Boston University, it's somewhere around $200 trillion what we really owe in commitments and money and everything else. $200 trillion, it's unpayable. So now we're at $20 trillion. We've got to raise the debt ceiling again this September. So, unfortunately, you know, what's going to happen, according to people like Stockman and Gundlach, who's a big investor, and Springer, who's a big multi-billion dollar investors, and, you know, Jim Rogers, who's also, you know, published best-selling author, investor. I mean, the list goes on. PIMCO, PIMCO's former, you know, he's now a Janus. Bill Gross, you know, the bond king, he's worried and making statements all the time. And these guys really kind of have to. And they started doing this in 15, and then we had an election year in 16, and we had a big takedown after Trump got elected, but then the Pledge Protection Team came rolling in. But they're saying it again, all these guys are all saying it again. And, you know, they don't care about they're not, and I don't think they're trying to manipulate the market because a lot of these guys are just billionaires. They don't need any more money. But they're protecting their billion-dollar reputation. And they can't have this thing blow up and then say, well, you didn't say anything about this. Well, you know, but now they can say, well, you know, I was on record warning. I said this was going to blow up. I said this was a problem. They're all on record, these big people, about how out of whack the system is. I mean, and then we get into a situation where the government is, listen, this is not stability in the government. This is a group of people who refuse to accept the election, which was a pretty sound beating on Hillary Clinton, trying to overthrow and destabilize the duly elected president. That's not stable. A lot of my family members, since I have no idea, they go out to eat, they, you know, they watch their TV, they don't know who their congressman is, and they might be lucky if they know one of the senators. But let me tell you, this is destabilizing. You know, political instability is also instability for your bonds, your currency, your markets. You can't have political instability and expect to have a strong dollar and robust sales of your bonds and people buying your stocks and your country doing it. You can't have that. So this is a real threat. And then we have on top of it, it's not like we're having a destabilized government and we don't have much debt. We have the biggest debt in the history of global finance all over the world right now. We went from 160 or 70 trillion to 200, some estimates, 230 trillion. We pumped it up 60 trillion in bond debt. And you saw what happens when, you know, countries can't make payments like Puerto Rico. Next up, like Illinois, it's like, well, no, we can't cut our services. Thanks for the money, suckers. That's what's going to happen in Illinois. That's what's going to ultimately happen in California. They just voted themselves universal health care for anybody that walks into the state, including illegal aliens. So, I mean, we're at a record high debt, and we are more unstable in this country than I think ever.
How long can they hold it together?
Since the Civil War.
I agree with you. I agree with that comparison.
I mean, really, I mean, you think about the instability of the Civil War and General Lee getting all the way up to Gettysburg. That's way up North Country. I mean, that was unstable. And
that's scary.
We are almost that unstable. We're not quite there yet. But we didn't have near the debt we had. I mean, you know, Lincoln could print greenbacks and print money and get himself out of that and pay for the war. We didn't have a lot of debt. Now, compare relatively to what we have now. But this is very destabilizing for the. So listen, I heard your gold thing. You're selling half pounds. You did that for a week for the USA Watchdog people. That's a deal. That's a deal, half ounces. I mean, you know, one of the problems with gold is, well, I want to sell a whole ounce. Well, then you buy, you know, 2 half ounces for the same commission as a 1 ounce. Deal.
Yeah, it's rare that that happens.
That is rare that happens.
It's very rare.
So your competitors wrote me, and I know they didn't say they were competitors, but I suspect one of them did say he was, and it was appalled that you were doing that. How could you do that? That's got to be a scam. No, not a scam.
No, I don't scam.
You know, if you take a look at Kitco and you take a look at anybody else's website, and what you pay for 2 half ounces is you know, more than the commission on a 1 1-ounce coin. And so she's saying that she's selling it for the same commission as her 1 ounce coin. That's not a single person told me that you scammed anybody. Incidentally, I have 9,000 people that email went out to. Not a single person told me that they were scammed. Not one. So, all that to say, they what's going on with this? You know, I didn't get too much into Jeff Sessions, who's on Capitol Hill now. But listen, the whole thing is about throwing Trump out of office. They don't like the fact he's backing out of the Paris Accord. We have a lot of globalists and traitors in our country, I think. Any senator that says that they like the Paris Accord and didn't want to ratify that treaty is a traitor. They should be voted out of office.
Well, what about his own family?
Well, he overruled Trump's. His own family now, didn't he? So his own family was a moot point.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to leave that moot point for another time because we're out of time. So I want to thank you for being on the program, Greg. Always interesting, always passionate, always informative. It's Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Greg Hunter, and Todd the producer. Bye-bye.
The bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my